You are listening to Modern Jazz Today. This is your host, Jeff Williams. After 25 years as a sideman, Matt Demerit has finally made his own album. I'm talking about Fool's Journey. We're going to check into the track, Limbo, from Matt Demerit's debut album, Fool's Journey.
Thank you. listening to Modern Jazz Today. We've got a lot of new music coming at you, including a new one by guitarist Mark Lethierry. His new album's called Things of That Nature, and we'll check into the track Nap Time. Then Troy Roberts has a new album out featuring Joey DeFrancesco, Jeff Tane Watts, and Emmett Cohen on select tracks. We'll check into the track Wizard of Oz Group off the new album Days Like These. Let's dig in.
We'll be right back.
Next on our queue is Chrissy Hynde and the Valve Bone Woe Ensemble. For you Mingus aficionados, you'll recognize this melody. The melody was commonly known as Meditations on Integration, but on Charles Mingus's live Town Hall concert album, he introduced it as Praying with Eric. In that introduction, he also tells a story, and that will give you the reason why Chrissy Hynde named the tune the way she did. The name of the track? Meditations on a Pair of Wire Cutters from the album Valve Bone Woe.
Is Bird Note. No human dreams of relaxing on the shores of Novaya Zemlya. It's an isolated group of islands in the Arctic Ocean north of Russia that's best known as a Soviet testing site for nuclear weapons. Yet a growing flock of pink-footed geese have begun to make this militarized zone their summer home. Pink-footed geese spend the winter in the British Isles and Western Europe. The UK population migrates to Iceland and Greenland, but the rest breed exclusively on the Norwegian island of Svalbard. Or at least they used to. In 2018 and 19, researchers attached GPS trackers to 21 pink-footed geese in Finland. To their surprise, half of them turned up on the Russian islands, roughly 600 miles east of Svalbard. This region was once too cold for the geese to raise young. But climate change and increased competition for food may have made Novaya Zemlya a compelling alternative. Researchers suspect, though, that these geese didn't stumble upon this new migration route on their own. Pink-footed geese sometimes mingle with taiga bean geese, a species that visits Novaya Zemlya when it's time to molt each spring. It's possible that the pink-footed geese followed their lead, which could prove to be a rare example of cultural knowledge being transmitted between species. Birds of a feather, indeed. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. It keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
This is Modern Jazz Today with your host Kerry Gaffney and Jeff Williams. Up first on the queue is Charles McPherson from the album Reverence. We are going to listen to the track Surge, followed by Christian Jensen from the album Harbor, the track Fantasy on Blue.